I've noticed something peculiar about life. Some of the most breathtaking moments in life happen right after you turn a corner. A few months ago, I was in Budapest, and I was headed to see something that I've been strangely fascinated with for years. Parliament buildings. Foreign government buildings of any kind, really. I can't quite explain it. Maybe it started years ago in Argentina. I ended up getting a private English tour of their Congress building because nobody else signed up. And maybe that's the moment that planted the seed. But the real story, the one that caught me off guard, it happened in Hungary. I was on my way to their parliament building in Budapest, and if you've seen photos, you know it's enormous, majestic, and almost intimidating in its beauty. And I knew exactly where I was going, which metro line, which stop to get off on, which exit. I had studied pictures, read the guides, done everything you're supposed to do before seeing a landmark. But here's the thing. When you get off the metro, you still can't see the parliament building. You ride up an escalator surrounded by people going the opposite direction, probably people who have literally just been where you're trying to go. You turn left and then right, and until you make the final turn, nothing. No hint of what's waiting for you. And then, boom, it hits you. Like full force, the parliament building fills your entire field of vision. And there's no mistaking it. Like, you know exactly what you're looking at. You're not searching for it. It's just there. And that moment, stepping into the light and seeing the building in all of its glory, reminded me so much of the way we chase things in life. Because how often do we do the same thing with our own goals? We map the route, we research, we visualize, we create the plan, and we check every box. We get on flights, we get on trains, we get on metros for our life. And yet, no matter how much we prepare, we can't actually see the thing we're working towards, not fully, until the last few steps of the journey. We feel like we should see progress sooner. We think success should be visible a whole lot earlier. We wonder why the view isn't clear yet. But maybe that's just how it works. Maybe the magic is in the final corner you turn. It reminded me of a moment earlier in life. It was the first time I stepped out of the metro in Paris, and I rounded a corner of a building, only to suddenly see the Eiffel Tower appear kind of out of nowhere. Or another time when I was riding the tube in London, and we found Westminster Abbey just towering over us as we got out of the station. These huge, iconic landmarks, completely hidden until the last 5 seconds of the journey. The other day when I was standing in Budapest, I realized there are things in my life I'm working towards that I won't truly grasp until the same last moment. Goals that will remain invisible, no matter how real they are in my mind, until I earn my way around the corner. And here's the part that stayed with me. Later that night, around 10 p.m., I went back. I mean, I love this building. It's stunning in the daytime, but at night they light it up and it just glows. Afterwards, I was done and I was going to go back to the hotel, and so I retraced my steps to go find the metro where I needed to get back on. And I had to chuckle at myself because I couldn't quite remember exactly where I was supposed to go until I remembered what it was like getting off the metro and how you had to round this specific corner. And it hit me and I was like, oh yeah, right, that turn, that corner, that's where I need to go. And so I headed that way. And right before I went back down into the metro station, I stopped. I turned around and I took a picture. Now, it's not a perfect photo. There are some trees in the way and the angle's a bit awkward. It's not exactly postcard material, but I'm going to print it because for me, it's more than a picture of a beautiful building. It's a reminder that in life, the view doesn't always come early. The breakthrough doesn't announce itself until the final second. The dream doesn't reveal its shape halfway through the journey. you have to take the steps. You have to ride the metro and you have to trust the route and you have to be willing to keep walking. And even when you can't quite yet see what you came for, but when you turn that final last corner, the view is worth every moment of not knowing.